Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Here's the other thing. I'm going to allow us to get ahead of ourselves for a second. I'm not about to start talking about Super Bowl sitting here on December 19th. That's not, you know, at this moment, the Niners are still in third place. So, okay, let's see what happens next. But I want to remind everybody, and I'm reminding myself, for example, the Warriors championship 3.5 years ago, you and I got to do the parade together. And that was such a special championship. The reason being is you didn't see it coming. Go back to even, I don't know if you felt like you saw any of the Giants championships coming. I really don't. We certainly didn't see 2010 coming. At least after that, they had shown that there was a pedigree to go out right there and do it. But 2010, if you remember back, they started that month of September they were miles behind the Padres. I don't remember if it was six games or whatever. It was like, they're fighting to maybe get a playoff spot. Then they end up winning the division, and they win the whole thing as underdogs going into the World Series. You remember that stuff forever. And so I think that we've been looking at the Niners the way we have collectively to protect ourselves, because we don't want to get sucked in to the hope and the excitement that surrounds this stuff. What if we looked at it the other way? Good Lord, if this were to happen, it might be the most special one ever. I don't know. Certainly from the standpoint of, we talk about it all the time. If you're 35 or younger, you feel like the Niners have never won a Super Bowl before.
Right.
So for you, it certainly would be the most special one ever. But for those of us who were there for the 80s, the only one that would even come close to comparing to this would be the first.
Right.
In 1982.
That's right.
This is crazy.
If you think about it and you allow yourself to get way too far down the road, which is what we're doing, it's the holiday season and night six of Hanukkah, and we can dream a little dream. And I think your 2022 Warriors comp is a great one, because they'd already won three titles. Sure, we get that. And I'm looking at it here, and you had a great start, but then you went starting in the end of February, you lost five in a row, you won four, then you lost 7 of 8. And you found yourself at 48-29. And, well, I mean, there are so many teams that were better than you, including your buddy John Bloom's Phoenix Suns, who I believe were the one seed that year. And the draw kind of broke your way. And I'm not saying that the Niners need those breaks, but I'm kind of saying the Niners might need those breaks. Like, the Warriors faced Denver. They beat Denver in five. Denver was not quite ready to win the title. And I also think that they had Jamal Murray might have been injured in that series. Then you took on
Yep.
You took on Memphis, And you beat Memphis in six, and that was the very contentious series. Remember, that's the one that GP2 got absolutely cheap shotted by, I can't remember who did that. Oh, wait, it was Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. Yeah.
Actually, I do remember. Yeah. Oh, and then Phoenix, a team that I think was the best in the conference, they got knocked off, and you beat a Dallas team that, again, was not quite ready for prime time, and then you had to dig deep against Boston, and Steph did what Steph does, and so you won the chip. And so I'm thinking about this year's Niner team similarly, and even if you are the 5 seed, let's just say you don't get over on Seattle. Maybe Seattle beat you and you're the 5 seed, whatever. You got a nice draw against Carolina or Tampa, and maybe you catch a break and, you know, you wind up, maybe you go to Seattle and you beat Seattle. And now you could be the 5 seed and the 6 or the 7 could have advanced, and now you have a home game.
The whole thing is totally wide open. The NFC playoffs are completely wide open.
That's why I think the comp to the Warriors in 22 is a really good one, because that one kind of caught us by surprise.
Well, I mean, almost the reverse of what we saw last year. I think we could trace back throughout this season and see. This doesn't mean I'm ripping the Niners' achievements at all. They deserve them, but they've gotten some breaks this year. They got some breaks this year, and last night was one of them. Last night was one of them. Kyren Williams fumbling at the one was another one. How about Marvin Harrison dropping balls constantly? Jake Tonjes jumping in front of a defender on what was a pretty questionable throw from Brock Purdy back in week one. Now things are twisting a little bit of a different way now. Do you know that Rams game that the 49ers won in L.A., do you know that that's the last time that they won a football game by less than double digits?
Wow, yeah, makes sense, yeah.
All of their wins since then have been by 10 or more points. And also, all of them have been against what many of us would consider inferior opponents. Carolina is a, air quotes, division leader right now.
Yep.
But whatever, that's not a very good football team. Other things can be challenging going into Cleveland. That's a good defense, et cetera, et cetera. But since that Rams game, they've gone against, I guess if you count Carolina, they've gone against 4 teams that are right now under consideration for the playoffs. And they beat Carolina by 11, and the other 3 are their 3 losses since then.
That's right. Yep.
So, yeah, schedule break, the 4th-place schedule, no doubt. You got to put that into the mix. The Niners have caught a few breaks, but that's how it works.
Sports, yeah, and
that's
even
how it works.
Even beyond that, like you talk about the Cleveland game, and well, you faced Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
Not that they had another surefire option who got hurt, and now you have to go to Shedeur. That thing's been a mess, but you got Shedeur early, and he's proven to be, I mean, not super duper great, but you got them at the right time, and now you're getting the Colts, not with Danny Dimes, who was off to an MVP-like year. You've got a 45-year-old Phillip Rivers at quarterback. It's not a joke, because, I mean, he was one play away from beating Seattle, for crying out loud, who now is maybe, you know, they control their own destiny,
I'm
being told. So a lot of this is when you play teams. You face the Giants when they didn't have Scataboo. Scataboo was already gone.
Well, that's like what
happened. No, but still, I mean, like they were a lesser team when you face them. And I do think that as you go through your schedule, you got the Rams the first time on a short week, which, I mean, short for both of you, but you were able to find a way to win that game. And if you look at the Rams' 4 losses, you mentioned it earlier, a blocked field goal, which would have given them the win. You lose by 1 last night on 3 2-point conversions. All 4 of their losses are kind of like funky close games.
All 4 of them to teams that may end up in the playoffs this year, and really only one of them that people think they lost, and oddly, that was the one of the worst team, the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Yeah. I just look at this whole thing, and I'm feeling the emotion of remembering back to October 12th. The San Francisco 49ers lost Fred Warner for the season to a gruesome injury, lost a football game by 11 points at Tampa, and fell to 4-2. And even though they were 4-2 in that moment, all of us agreed. That was it. That was it. So now we got
Bosa was already gone at that
Bosa
point.
Bosa was gone. Fred is gone.
George wasn't even back yet.
George was not back yet.
Yep.
Brock was not back yet. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, like 4-2, that's fun. But now this whole thing has a very different look and feel to it. And I think Niner fans kind of struggled to even figure out what the goal was. I mean, was it develop talent? Was it hang in there and maybe scratch a playoff game because that would be fun? I don't know if Niner fans could really figure out in that moment what's the actual goal. And from that moment forward, the San Francisco 49ers are 6-2. They are on the verge of clinching a playoff spot and control their own destiny in the NFC, which is, I don't think we're giving credit for how unthinkable that is. It is so far past unthinkable to be sitting in this moment. I almost feel like there's a hesitation to get excited because a lot of people still don't believe what's actually unfolding in front of them.
Well, I think if you win two of the next three, or if you win all three, then yeah, you have no choice but to believe, I think, because you'd be 13-4, yeah, you'd be the one seed. Right, so hard to not look at that, but I also look a little bit deeper where, okay, you lost to the Bucs, and you're feeling bad, you're 4-2, then you beat Atlanta, you played a really solid game, the Texans cuffed you around, and turns out the Texans might be the AFC front runner right now. If you look at the AFC, they are dangerous.
They sure are.
Then your schedule got a little easier. Yeah, the Rams got you in a payback game, but you know, slowly but surely, you got Kittle back, and you got your center back. You got a couple of guards back. Trent stayed healthy. McCaffrey stayed healthy. You got Ricky Pearsall back-ish for a little while. And in between all that, like Kendrick Bourne flashed, and your defense quietly, they kind of held it together. You added Keon White. You added Cleveland Furl, guys who have been very good considering what you have needed them to be. So even though, I mean, yeah, the headliners, you lost them. The schedule got easier. You got a little healthier. And you didn't, like, give them away. You have no bad losses.
You don't. We're going to get back to Warriors coming up next because it's a Warrior-themed higher or lower, right?
Yeah, Klay Thompson, 37-point game. We are honoring Klay.
Okay.
He's coming back on Christmas.
Yep.
And
yep.
Even ahead of that article about Klay and maybe a triumphant return someday, I thought today would be a good day to celebrate Klay. So Klay Thompson, 37 points in a quarter, is going to be the higher or lower.
Okay, and we got time for a couple calls before that if you want to jump in. KJ, you'll be first up. 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from the Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibbs. And you know, as much as I love Willard, I'm more of a Dibbs guy. So if you want to do what I do, go check in on Dibbs and say hi to him. Get in the YouTube chat. Do it right now on 95.7 The Game.
Hey. Hey. Look, I wouldn't know Big X the Plug if it weren't for my my oldest, my 18-year-old son, Abe. Abe. That's what I said, but he hates when I do that.
Speaking of things that are hated, I don't know how much you follow the Niners on their social media, but
sure.
They had a big thing today, I think, where they had the players with their phones, and they were facing away from them, and the challenge was to stop the stopwatch at 6.7.
Oh.
So, like, you would start the stopwatch, and you'd have to, like, you see these guys, like, Dominic Pooney is counting. 1,000, 2,000. And then they try to stop it, and then they turn around, and, you know, they all got
did anybody
close.
Nail it?
No, Brock got pretty close.
Okay.
Brock was, like, 6.4.
Well, he does, you know, he processes
one-niner,
really well.
I think it was Luter Jr. stopped it at, like, 4.6.
Oh, that's quick.
And he turns around, he's like, ah, you could see that he was, like, so mad. It was just kind of funny, but it had me thinking of you and your stupid,
Don't point at me. It's not me.
You're the only reason why I know what this is.
Well, that's not true. If you don't know what this is, you're not living life outside of a home right now.
I have two kids in their 20s and a 3-year-old, and she does not know anything about 6'7".
Yeah, I know that
she does. The reason why I know about it is because of you, Mark. I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mark.
Lucas, stop.
Wait, I actually do have something to add to this. Have you seen the 6'7 epidemic in women's college basketball?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay, so for the people out there who do not know, it's like the target score.
Completely.
For home court, for fans in home arenas, as soon as the home team scores 67 points,
right.
Everyone.
Everyone.
It's like they hit a game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Everyone loses their mind. I've never seen anything like this.
You guys getting all mad at me because I'm like keeping it alive or something? I'm not. It's not
single-handedly.
No, and you know who else loves it? I watched this again last night. I told you, did I tell you, I say this on the air or off, Jude got to play basketball on the USF court last night.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, so he got to be involved in this this tournament, 3-on-3 tournament, and then they did a skills challenge. So the skills were, they did a 3-point shooting contest, they did skills, which is like dribbling and passing, and they did a dunk contest. This is 11-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids. They brought a hoop all the way down.
How do you do?
Well, he didn't do the dunk contest. He wanted to do the 3-point shooting contest. He didn't make it. He hit a bunch, but he didn't. It wasn't quite enough.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I bring it up, when they did the dunk contest, they had 3 coach judges, just like the real dunk contest, and they hold up one number somewhere between 1 and 10. Well, very often, if someone was able to kind of dunk, but it wasn't a great one, what numbers do you think they got from the judges? So very often,
something between 5 and 8, I would imagine.
Very often there was a judge who could give him a 6, and the judge next to him would give him a 7. And then the guy with the microphone would be like, okay, what do we have? We got a 5, we got a 6, and a 7. And every 11-year-old in the gym, with their arms, and they start looking at their parents and laughing. And the parents are like, oh, that's great. Can we go?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's very, very alive at the middle school level.
Right.
Very alive with the Sound of Music.
All the way through college, apparently. Like, it's not just the 13-year-olds in the stands at these LSU women's basketball games. It's the girls on the bench.
You know who you should
losing
be
losing it. It's unreal. Yeah.
You want to know who you should be ticked at?
Women.
You should be ticked at high school students because they're so too cool for school now. They're the ones that look at you and they're like, oh, my God. And you're still doing 6-7. You started this. None of us even know what the hell it is. You 15 to 18-year-old America, you did this. And now you're above it? Give me a break. This is your fault.
Yeah.
None of us wanted this. We still don't even know what it is. By the way, neither do you. Nobody knows what it is. I don't want to hear a bunch of people call and be like, I know what it is. No, you don't. I've heard all the stories. You think you know. You don't know. Jim Mora, shout out.
And you never will.
Correct.
It's like a marshmallow. Like, you know what you use a marshmallow for. You make a s'more. But, like, what's a marshmallow? Honestly.
I've never heard that. That's actually very funny.
I know it's like a bunch of sugar, but it's like sugar and, like, Like cotton? I don't even know. You don't know, but you eat it.
That's way more interesting than what's in a hot dog. What is it?
You go camping.
It's cotton.
I know it's not cotton, but like, what is it? You go camping and you can't wait to crack open that oversized bag and cram one onto a dirty stick, roast it and eat it. Anyway.
Pasta, did you just snort? Did you just like spit something up in there? Are you all right?
I did not finish my sip of water.
Okay. Yeah, you made him laugh. We got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I made him laugh by calling out Dibs. I do, according
to the
AI Google machine, a marshmallow is a soft, spongy confection made primarily from sugar, water, and gelatin whipped with air to create a light texture.
Did you call it a confection?
Yeah.
All right. That tells you everything you need to know right there.
Baking term.
If you're like, it's a confection.
And I
like,
know
shut up.
There's not cotton in it. Okay? It just looks like sugary cotton, like a cotton ball. Whatever.
That's cotton candy.
Hey, KJ's super patient, and I'm in the mood. Before we do higher or lower.
It's a hard-hitting question,
let's
too.
Let's go to KJ. Yes, it is. Hi, KJ. What are you doing? And do you like marshmallows? Oh, that's too bad.
Good decision, Willard.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The dude stayed on hold for an hour to not be ready when we go to him. So you can pin that on me all you want. I'll talk marshmallows and 6-7 with you all day long. I don't care. You want to do higher or lower?
I do, yeah.
Right, let's do higher or lower.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Higher or Lower. I'll be your host, Dan Dibley. And the way we play it is this. There's a theme.
This is what we do.
Today's theme is Klay Thompson and his 37-point quarter, which is an NBA record. So I will ask our contestants, if an item is higher or lower than the number 37, there'll be 10 items, and whoever gets the most correct will be today's winner. We're joined by the... not the all-time leader in wins, but second all-time in wins to Mark Grandy. Mark Willard, you can tie him with 6 wins. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm fantastic because I got a shot at the title without the title holder being here. So it's a free shot.
And he had a free shot while you and Lucas were both gone. Speaking of Lucas, 3 career wins. He joins us as well. Hey, Lucas, how are you?
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. 6 is lower than 7. Thank you.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that as well. So Willard and Grandy and Lucas have all won. Only one other human being has a title, and he joins us now.
One man.
Steven Risotto, a.k.a. Pasta. You got a title. How you doing, Rice?
I'm doing good. This is essentially why I came in today, so I'm excited to be here.
Woo! Man, can you do the entire game as Dave Fleming?
Aye, 6-7.
I mean, if you can do all 10 as Flem... extra point. I don't care if it's in the rules or not. Again, this is higher or lower.
Yeah.
I will ask our contestants Let's 10 go. Different things, and they have to determine if it's higher or lower. And today, the key number is 37. Klay Thompson once scored 37 points in a quarter. That is a record. Willard, we start with you.
All right.
Item number one, higher or lower than 37. Most points scored by one team in an NFL quarter. Higher or lower than 37?
Lower.
Lucas?
Higher.
And Risotto?
I'm also going to go higher.
Yeah, it's higher. 41. Yeah. It's happened twice, but not since the 50s. The Rams did it once. The Packers did it once.
That's too many.
Point to Lucas, point to Pasta.
In the 50s, wow.
We'll start with Lucas. Yeah, they didn't play defense back then. It was the dead ball era. Lucas, higher or lower than 37? Rafael Devers' highest single season home run total. Lucas, higher or lower than 37?
That should be obvious. I should know that. Has he ever hit 40? I'm going to go higher.
And Pasta?
I'm going to go lower.
And Willard.
I'll go lower.
It's higher.
Oh, damn.
38 is the answer. So, yeah, to answer your own question, he's never hit 40.
Never hit 40. Yeah, it's still higher.
But it's still higher.
Lucas, 2. Pasta, 1. Willard, Bupkis.
Yeah.
We're playing off the number 37. Klay Thompson at a 37-point quarter. He's coming back on Christmas. Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 37? Number of stations on the Caltrain system. Higher or lower than 37? Caltrain. We're talking about... Caltrain.
How many lines are in the Caltrain system?
I don't know if you're allowed to ask questions. That feels illegal.
You're not.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, then you never will. stations. And you don't have a stop usually lower. Without a station?
The answer is lower.
Pasta?
It's got to be lower.
Willard?
I'm going to go higher.
Man, you're like an alcoholic the day after a bender. You're chasing. The answer is lower. 31 stations on the Caltrain system.
It wasn't that far off.
Lucas, 3. Pasta, 2. Willard,
I mean,
Willard might be in need of CPR soon.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're working off the number 37. Clay Thompson out of the 37 port quarter. We start with you, Lucas. Higher or lower than 37, Lucas? Number of seasons the 49ers played at Candlestick. Higher or lower than 37, Lucas?
Ooh.
Higher.
Pasta?
Higher.
Willard.
Yes, Willard will never be able to focus if you keep doing that.
No, it's higher. It's higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys. Yeah, 43 is the answer.
I knew the answer to that one.
The phlegm got you a little bit, though.
It did. It did. Yeah.
Lucas, 4. Pasta, higher? 3. Willard, 1. We go to item number 5. Higher or lower than 37. Lucas, we start with you. You got a perfect game going right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't let me tweet that out. Higher or lower than 37. Field goals made by Wilt Chamberlain in his 100-point game. Higher or lower than 37?
Oof.
Hit a hundo. C note.
Lower.
A lot of free throws.
Pasta?
I'll also go lower.
Willard?
Let me think about this for a second. How many free throws? There were no. He didn't hit any threes. So.
Hot hop.
Yeah. Ah, what the hell? I'm going to go higher.
Oh, Willard, you should have stuck to your guns. It's lower, and you gave it away with a lot of free throws.
Yeah.
36 field goals, 28 free throws.
That's close.
And see? The stilt, the dipper, he didn't usually make those free throws now.
Yeah.
And that was the big thing.
I thought, I was guessing 20 free throws made. How many did he make?
He made 28.
There you go. That was my error.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Lucas, 5. Pasta, 4. Willard, 1. You're in a little bit of trouble.
I'm fine.
Lucas, 5 for 5. Right now, we start with you, Lucas. Higher or lower than 37 in honor of Clay Thompson and a 37-point quarter. Lucas, higher or lower?
Yeah.
Total number of gold medals won by Team USA at the 2024 Paris Olympics. U.S. golds in Paris.
Higher.
Pasta?
I'm going to go lower.
Phlegm?
Lower?
God, that's a damn 5 every time. Willard.
Yeah, I'll go lower.
It's higher.
Oh, shoot.
It's higher.
That's too bad.
I should have had you do Harry Callis now that you're basically out of the game, but.
I'll do it the rest of the way as you want. Yeah.
Lucas, 6 for 6. He's got the lead. Pasta and Phlegm have 4. Willard, struggling.
Should I miss so I'm 6 for 7?
No, Lucas.
I might take one away for that.
Yeah.
You should try to be the first one ever to go 10 for 10.
Well, we know how that's going to go.
Yeah, we do. In honor of Clay Thompson's 37-point quarter, this is higher or lower. We have 4 more to go. Lucas, we start with you.
Good luck, Lucas.
That's awesome. You got something special going, Lucas.
Who is that?
That's Harry Callis.
Yeah, just
do your homework.
Focus.
Higher or lower than 37, Lucas? Jim Tomsula's biggest loss as a Niner head coach. Higher or lower than 37?
You mean by 37 points?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. I just want a clarification sensation.
I mean, I'm not saying his biggest loss was when his cat died.
I don't know. I don't know what you were meant. Go ahead, Lucas.
I'm feeling lower.
Phlegm?
I'll say higher.
Phlegm?
Higher?
Thank you. Willard.
Lower.
It's higher, guys.
Okay.
Phlegm and Pasta got it. 40. Jimmy Tomsula's Niners lost a game by 40.
Good Lord.
God, Lucas, 6. Pasta, 5. Boy. Willard playing for the bronze, and he's got it locked up, ladies and gentlemen.
Atta, babe.
3 more to go. This is higher or lower in honor of Clay Thompson.
What round was that?
That was round 7.
How many do you have, Lucas?
He's got 6.
I'm 6 for 7.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you're Dunskies. He already made the joke and you missed it.
No, I didn't miss it. But it's now a reality.
In honor of Clay Thompson's 37-point quarter, this is higher or lower.
It was an idea when he said it. Now it's real.
I'm Dan Dibley. I'm your host.
Like the Warriors struggles, Dan.
My co-host has quietly gotten bitterer as this has gone on, but we will continue anyway.
I don't sound bitter at all.
Lucas, we start with you in the lead. It's higher or lower than 37. Lucas Alexander, he's in the lead looking for his fourth ever title. Higher or lower than 37. Number of major championship golf tournaments won by men from the country of England. Higher or lower than 37. All-time majors won by English men in golf.
Thank you. I was going to make sure it was golf.
I did say major championship higher. Golf tournaments.
You did.
Higher.
Pasta?
Just clarification.
So high!
Okay. That is an 8 on a scale of 1 to 5.
And volume.
I'll just go lower. Yeah, whatever. Lower.
Lower.
Yeah.
36 yeah. is the answer. 36. So yeah. No point for Flem. No point for Pasta. No point for Lucas. Lucas maintains the lead.
Hello, but a point for me.
Gutsy little point there,
thank
partner.
You.
Lucas 6, Pasta 5, Willard 2. We are down to the penultimate item here in higher or lower. And penultimate, of course, means second to last.
Yeah, nobody knows what that means.
That's why I explained it.
Thank you.
Higher or lower than 37 in honor of Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter. Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 37, Lucas. Number of books in the Old Testament.
During Hanukkah?
We start with Jew, Lucas. I'm also a Jew, and so is Mark. That's a damn 5 if I do say so myself.
God, I don't
only
think...
if I want to be, though, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, half the year, yes, half the year.
I've never regretted not going to Sunday school more than this moment.
You went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but I didn't go to Jewish Sunday school.
Yeah.
I did not.
It's kind of like him with the Willard and Dibbs show. He doesn't listen.
Higher.
Pasta?
I'll say lower.
Flem?
Lower?
Willard?
I'll say tie. I say it's 37.
That's a good
guess. We don't do ties.
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
You automatically get it wrong. It's higher. Lucas Alexander gets the point. He's up 7-5 to 2. He's Dormy. This baby's over, but I work hard at this. So we're going to continue with our 10th and final item.
All right, let's do it.
It's high. I wish you were fighting for the silver, but you're not.
No.
Higher or lower than 37? And Lucas, we start with you. In yards, the longest play from scrimmage this year by Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey.
Well, we know it wasn't a run.
Do we?
Yes, because Brock's run was the longest run of the season for the 49ers last week at 26 yards. Has he caught a ball for 37 yards? I'm going to say lower, he has not.
Pasta?
I'm also going to say lower.
Willard?
Me too, Dibs. Lower.
Guys, it's higher. 39. Oh, yeah, 39-yard catch and run. And the tiebreaker, if we needed it, his longest play ever from scrimmage as a Niner.
Oh, no. That was that, like, first play. Oh, it's like...
67 yards, I think.
No, it's crying out loud. I go...
You may lose your title immediately. Maybe stripped.
I'm going to go 89.
Flem?
I don't know.
I don't know why I love that so much.
I need help from John.
That's even better. 72 is the answer.
I was closest.
Unnecessary tiebreaker because congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You built a big lead early. You had a perfect game going through 6, but it didn't matter. Lucas Alexander, congratulations. You are today's winner of higher or lower.
Thank you so much. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Yes, and to you as well.
Let's start with Jew. I mean, it's really just high-level stuff.
Thank you, edgy.
I'm proud of you.
It's edgy, but yeah,
not really.
Whatever. I mean,
yeah,
between me and you and him, and we're all family here. Yeah. So, Alexander, you win for the fourth time, and you get a little closer to Willard, who's got 5 titles. Grandy's got 6, and Risotto and Flem with 1 apiece.
I'm going to text Grandy right now that Lucas won. It's going to ruin his night.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Careful, Willard. Objects in the rear view. Care closer than they appear.
No, I did it. It's too late. I already texted him.
No, I was letting you know that I'm on your.
I'm not worried
behind
about that.
There.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, not worried. Not worried. What's the total?
It's 6 Grandy, Willard 5, Alexander 4. And
Pasta 1.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Willard has won 1 of the last 9.
Yeah, no, we're slumping. We're like Buddy Hield around Christmas time.
Yeah.
What? Why did you throw your hands up? The Warriors are slumping right now. All right. Well, that was fun.
Next up will be January 9th, and we will be playing off of...
Oh my God. We have to wait that long to do it again?
Well, next Friday...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I get it. The day after Christmas.
And then the Friday after that.
And the day after New Year's Day.
And then the Friday after that is the 9th.
Yeah.
And I hope that this theme still holds. 49er playoff wins all time. Mm. So if they're not a playoff team, I'm going to have to strike this and come up with a new one. But I'm banking on the fact that there'll be a playoff team. This will be going into playoff weekend. And so, yeah, we'll play off the fact that the Niners have won 39 playoff games all time.
I mean, they have a 98% chance to be
in
the tournament.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see the 49ers not making the playoffs this year. That would be, at this point, that would be shocking.
I don't even want to do like the permutations of what would actually have to happen.
I don't even know. I actually had a question when I was watching the game last night because they said Seattle, who already at that moment had 11 wins, had not clinched a playoff spot until they won the game. And my immediate thought was, how? Like Seattle at that point was already 11-3.
Right.
Going into the game.
Worst case, 11-6.
So that removes Tampa and Carolina. In order to be passed by three teams, obviously the Niners could be one of them.
Yep. The Packers.
Right. But the Lions are 8-6.
So they would be 11-6 also.
So
in the best case for the Lions.
Do they have the tiebreaker though over the Seahawks?
I don't know if they've played head-to-head or what the next tiebreaker would be.
The Lions' conference record is 5-5. Anyway, I guess something in there had not, fully clinched. But
if the Niners wind up 10-7, they could be theoretically passed by Detroit and Green Bay and Seattle.
Sure. I get it from the Niners' standpoint. Seattle's a full game ahead. I guess it's Detroit that had prevented it at that point.
But. Right, and so 98%. Come January 9th, when we do higher or lower again, it will be with the Niners' playoff record in mind.
Yeah, like, for instance, I have this question. The Niners. So I guess the Niners do have to win Monday in order to fully clinch a playoff spot. But a Detroit loss does it too? Is that right? Could the Niners have... Will you look that up for me, Lucas? Could the Niners have clinched a playoff spot before they even play Monday? Detroit plays Pittsburgh on Sunday. What if Pittsburgh wins that game?
Yep, I'm looking at it right here.
The Niners clinch, don't they?
A win over the Colts, or if the Lions lose to the Steelers.
There you go.
Or if the Niners and Lions both tie.
Not
which would be a lot of kissing of sisters.
That'd be exciting. Yeah, I think that's possible that the Niners clinch before they even before they even play in Indy.
Then you better bubble wrap everyone.
Yeah, right. All right, you need to make two picks.
The picks are in.
All right, and then John Bloom, the voice of the Suns, is going to join us in 20 minutes.
You love John Bloom.
I do. He's my best friend.
I kind of do, too. He's a good guy.
He's a great dude. Although, he did text the whole group, Go Suns, right when that clam bake ended last night.
Clam bake.
Nobody responded.
Yep.
Which is what he deserved.
And Bloom.
I'll tell him that. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans, and we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is our number. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Here is Goodwin. His free throw's out of the way, and it is good. 99-98. Pajemski will get it. He's going to throw it down the length of the floor. Butler tipped it away. Buzzer sounds. Kind of a quick buzzer there, but okay. The game's over. Final score, the Phoenix Suns 99, the Golden State Warriors 98. A bitter loss here in the Valley of the Sun. And yet another winnable game slipping away from Golden State. They have dropped 5 of 7 and 3 in the row. And will try to get back in the winning column Saturday night. And they entertain these very same Phoenix Suns at Chase Center.
Dub Nation, it's De'Anthony Melton. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yep. Sometimes they do. They didn't last night.
No.
Everybody came away happy. Dibs got the pick right. Niners got the Seattle win that they so badly needed. So all of it was beautiful, almost as beautiful as Tim Roy's call, which stated, I'm not kidding here, that 0.4 seconds on the clock seemed to go rather quickly.
Yeah, a little bit of a quick start.
That's actually a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
This is not even half a second. So it would make sense that it would be a little bit of a quick buzzer.
And, you know, they might have started the clock a little quick, but it's not like they possessed it, turned, and looked to get off a shot. And just watching that foul call that was, I don't know, bogus is probably too strong, but as a referee who referees a bunch of youth games, I'll do 8 in a row, and if I'm in that spot and it's a tie game, and we're running a game every hour on the hour, and if I'm thinking, boy, I don't want to run behind here. If we can somehow get little Timmy to the... That's going to be a foul right there. We're going to shoot 2. Problem is, little Timmy's
little
not going to
make
either one of
those
them.
Free throws, exactly.
So I'm still going to overtime, but it gave me a little bit of CYO vibes. Like the ref is thinking, I don't feel like doing 5 extra minutes. We're going to go ahead and call this.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, John Bloom, voice of the Suns, is going to join us in 10 minutes. I think... Dibs has still got to do his picks, but I think we should just boot this up right now, whether it's before John or after John. The 5 o'clock hour on a Friday is now WTF. What the Friday?
Oh.
Okay? And that's when we just totally loosen it up, and we're going to let you fire away whatever it is that you want to get off your chest. If it was a take that just... you never really were able to get it out this week. It could be about anything. You want to talk about the best athlete in the Bay that no one's talking about right now, Macklin Celebrini. You can do that. Those of you who are like, gosh, the Warrior thing is a little bit depressing. Well, then fire off your Niner take. Or get mad at the Giants because they haven't signed anyone yet. Or whatever. It could be a Christmas shopping take. Whatever you want. What the Friday? So we will take your calls throughout the 5 o'clock hour. Yes, the voice of the Suns, John Bloom, is going to take a little block of that. But get those calls coming, whatever take you want to get off your chest, 888-957-9570. Call right now, and we will What the Friday together, okay? And, here's an example. I've already got a text back from Mark Grandy after letting him know, Lucas, that you won. You won a round of higher or lower. What do you think he said back? What do you think his response was to the news that you won?
You want my answer?
Yeah.
I think it's 3 letters. SMH.
SMH.
I think
okay.
It's more of a criticism over the fact that it's the JV team that he went up against. No disrespect to you, Pasta, but, you know, of course you won with Grandy not around.
No, you guys are off. He's actually excited about it. His answer was, better than you winning. I'm not threatened by Lucas.
Yeah. Easy to say from Weed, California.
Yeah, good point.
Am I right?
Yeah. All right. So 888-957-9570. We see some people kind of on their way in right now. So we're going to What the Friday. John Bloom in about 7 or 8 minutes. But we've got not one, but two primetime games both nights this weekend. Bears-Packers tomorrow, Sunday night. It is Patriots and Ravens. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to at least prepare yourself to clap your hands. Come on now, clap your hands. It's Fade the Dibber. All right, Dibs, let's start tomorrow night. It is an NFC North Frozen Tundra special.
Love that.
The Bears and Packers right around the holidays means one thing. Pain. That's right. The division is on the line in the NFC North, and it is a very narrow spread. The Green Bay Packers, fresh off of a win against the Bears just a couple of weeks ago, they get to redo that thing. The Bears showed out well enough to be the favorite in this game, but a narrow one. Chicago Bears -1.5 against the Packers. Timeout. We've got controversy.
No, no, no.
Is that not the right number?
It's the right number.
Okay. -1.5. Dibs.
Well, I'm just looking at my sheet that I make my picks in my pool on Wednesday, a pool in which I'm leading among 26 other pickers, and I have the Bears +1.5. So the real-time spread is that the Bears are now favored by 1.5 at home. I get that, so I won't use my line about them being a home diggity, a home dog. But, yeah, these two teams recently played, and since they played, the Packers are without their top defensive player, Micah Parsons, who suffered a torn ACL. And the Packers, a team that can score now, and they have a very good defense. However, I look at the Bears and what they've been able to do so well this year, and that two-headed monster in the backfield, and a quarterback who's progressively gotten better. I like the Bears in this one, so we're going to go ahead and lay the 1.5 at home against the Packers. Goosh.
I agree. I agree.
I do too.
Yeah. I'm not gonna fade that one. Bears -1.5. Yeah. Okay.
Can I get a lock sound?
Cuckoo. Yeah. Lucas.
Boy, a little anticlimactic. Cuckoo. Kaboo.
Kaboo. Lay down. There you go. All right. Now, on to Sunday night we go. Where a dynasty that once was is trying to reboot another version. Meantime, in the face of massive injuries to the quarterback who has not been himself all year, the Baltimore Ravens, by their fingernails, are trying to hold on to playoff hopes. The Patriots visiting the Ravens. Home field advantage this time of year must be a dang thing, because those Ravens are laying 2.5 against the visiting New England Patriots, still with their sights on the possible one seed in the AFC. Dibs.
Baltimore's a desperate team now, and they will know by the time they take the field whether or not Pittsburgh has won and whether or not they need to win to even keep pace in the usually daunting AFC North. You mentioned it in your lead-in about the injuries for Baltimore. Lamar Jackson has just not been himself, and the receiving core has been up and down. And New England, man, they've been so good. They won 10 in a row before the little bit of a hiccup last weekend. And even though they're going on the road at Baltimore, this Patriot team is so well-rounded. The quarterback is phenomenal. They can run it. They have a great defense. And I just think that Baltimore is a team at this point is a little bit overvalued in the marketplace. So we're going to go ahead and take the road team and the points. We're taking New England and the 2.5. If only you could see his face, ladies and gentlemen.
Fate, that's Lucas, everybody.
Fate.
Pasta, what are you doing? You're doing this like silent golf clap thing over there. Are you fading or not?
He just likes being a part
of it. Yeah, you just like, all right.
Weird line. Lean into it.
Fade. Anyway, I picked the picks. I'm not fading. I agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
I agree with you on both of them. Bears -1.5, Patriots +2.5. I think those are the plays for Saturday night and Sunday night football.
It took me about, I don't know, what week is this? Week 16?
Sure.
It took me about that long to start believing in New England. Last week I went against them and I was right, but I think the Patriots are better than what I have thought all year.
They're better than the Ravens.
Yes.
That I know.
Well, the Ravens are, man, they're just so banged up. Yep. And the one thing that they do that nobody can stop, they can't do it. And that's Lamar Jackson. And I was looking at last week's box score. He had 2 carries. He ran the ball twice.
No, he doesn't run the ball.
He can't.
He can't run away from the pass rush.
Hurt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's totally banged up.
Yep.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.